The U.S. State Department is urging Americans in Haiti to get out. Peace Corps volunteers already are being withdrawn, and the Pentagon says it's sending a small military team there to assess the security of the U.S. Embassy. For 2 weeks, pro- and anti-government gangs have clashed in Haiti. Scores of people have died. Rebels have chased police from more than a dozen towns and cities, mostly in the north, and rumors were rampant today that possible new attacks by armed rebels in the central part of the country. NPR's Martin Costi is in Port-au-Prince, and he joins us now. Martin, does the State Department recommendation to Americans and the announcement that the U.S. is sending in a military team signal a policy shift in Washington?
I think what it does is it definitely catches the attention of the foreigners who live here. A lot of them have already been talking about leaving, although I haven't seen a mass exodus yet. In terms of a policy shift towards the situation in Haiti, I don't think it does change the basic position we've been hearing out of places like Washington and Paris and Toronto, or should I say Ottawa, where they're saying that the Haitians have to figure this out first. There has to be some sort of an accord, some sort of a deal between the two sides before any kind of armed force lands here. There has been some talk about sending technical aid to the police, who are really, in a sense, the only kind of National Guard or the only kind of armed resistance to these rebels, since there is no army here. But it sounds like the foreign powers just don't want to force anything. They don't want to land any troops here until there's a deal.
And it appears that President Aristide is showing no signs of giving in to the rebels.
President Aristide says he is the legitimately elected president of this country, that he wants to serve out his term as the Constitution would have him do, and that if he were to give in to these groups, whom he calls terrorists, it would be a real blow for the democratic institutions of this country. So he is adamant he's not going. He has offered to talk to the opposition, and it's the opposition that right now is in no mood to talk to him. They say they've given him chances to change the governance of this country, and now they're not going to talk to him. And that especially goes for the armed forces north of the capital. They do not want to talk to the president.
How are Haiti's police holding up in the face of these insurgents?
Haiti's police force is spread. It's estimated to be somewhere around 3,500 men for a country with 8 million inhabitants. They're poorly equipped. A lot of them right now have deep reservations about the whole conflict itself. A lot of them have been abandoning their posts in some of these small isolated towns. Here in the capital, in Port-au-Prince, that's not the case yet, but certainly in some more isolated parts of the country, the police are melting away as a symbol of the government.
Apparently there's concern that armed rebels might try to take Haiti's second largest city, Cap-Haitien. What can you tell us about that, Martin?
Well, Cap-Haitien is on the northern coast. It has been cut off by land for almost 2 weeks because of the rebellions along the one highway that runs north-south. It's been getting the basics. It's been getting fuel by sea, and it's been getting some supplies. But food, especially for the World Food Program, apparently is running low. And there's a lot of talk right now that some of these armed gangs might just try to storm the police headquarters in that town. And this is a city of 500,000 people, but there's some thought that as many as a couple dozen, or as few as a couple dozen of these armed groups, of these armed troops, could possibly take a town like that.
Martin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.